Amtrak's high-speed train, called the Acela, has been up and running between Boston and Washington since last November. The train was a year late getting into service thanks to glitches in making a sophisticated tilting mechanism work properly. The Acela is modeled, in style and technology, after the French bullet train called the TGV. But as Adele Sear reports, after a ride from Boston to New York, the Acela has a ways to go before catching up with its French cousin.
Think about train travel the way most Americans know it. Cars with sticky vinyl seats and linoleum floors of dubious colors. The train stops at every podunk town. It changes engines halfway through the trip and often runs late. Now, close your eyes and step into the future.
All right, have your attention, please. The Amtrak, the Southern Express, on track number 10, is now ready for boarding.
Meet Acela, Amtrak's new sleek and silver all-electric fast train. Step aboard through the automatic doors. Your car is softly lit, and music emanates from just above your plush blue seat. If you travel first class, the cabin crew will bring you drinks and dinner.
A menu? Sure.
All aboard!
The Acela rolls out of South Station in Boston. Destination, New York City. In the lead is the engine with its aerodynamic tip, like the nose of an airplane. And this train aims to beat the plane by offering more comfort and more class. Don Napick is an assistant vice president at Amtrak.
You can always tell the primary airline customer when you announce in 3 minutes we'll arrive Boston. They bring their seat up to the upright position and stow their tray table. They're very well trained, and they really don't like it. They're sick of being confined. They're sick of being told what to do.
But there's a cost to pay for all the attention the Acela will lavish on you. For a one-way Boston to New York ticket, you'll pay $187 in first class and $120 in business class. That's only slightly less than a plane ticket bought at the last minute. And there's no coach service. But Amtrak's Don Napick says that as the Acela adds more trains, up to 10 round trips by the end of this year, ticket prices will drop and air-weary travelers will come.
I would venture to say that if I can attract people the first time off the airplane, we pretty much have them. It certainly is an enhanced travel experience in any way you define it.
The Acela riders I spoke with seem to agree. They appear taken by the train's modern looks and its service. Han Nguyen, on his way to Newark, New Jersey, opted for the train to avoid prohibitive last-minute airfares.
I just wanted to get to where I wanted to go really fast, and this is sort of like Buck Rogers meets Star Trek. I mean, just looking into the corridors, I mean, it literally looked like something out of a TV show. Like, they have sensors to open the doors, and, you know, the lighting's really nice, and it's very open-aired versus the old trains or such that were really claustrophobic and sort of dim-colored, and this is very, I think, more pleasing.
Han Nguyen also appreciates that the Acela is wired. You can plug in your computer or your cell phone at your seat, or plug your headphones into the armrest to hear music channels. And CNN is available down at the cafe car. But what about the real purpose of this train? Speed! The Acela is capable of reaching 150 miles per hour, but it takes 3.5 hours to run the 210-mile distance between Boston and New York. That's a mile a minute, a mere 60 miles per hour. And it only shaves an hour off the much cheaper conventional train ride. To find out why the Acela isn't living up to its potential, I visited the two men who make the train go.
A10, Roger.
Roger on 70, number A10.
2175, okay to go, George.
George Craig and Donald Lacey are the Acela's engineers. As Lacey explains, the Acela is modeled on France's high-speed train called the TGV. The Acela uses the same propulsion equipment as the TGV, but the French train can travel an equivalent Boston to New York route an hour and a half faster than the Acela. The difference, says Lacey, is that unlike the TGV, the Acela doesn't run on its own tracks.
Here in the Northeast Corridor, we run commuter trains, inner-city trains, and freight trains on the same track. If we can find dedicated track, then we could run higher.
Dedicated tracks would also solve another factor that slows the Acela down. The track layout from Boston to New York is curvy, which doesn't allow for high speeds.
New Providence, we have some curves. Then we'll be leaving East Greenwich. We'll be going into the high-speed track, 150 miles an hour.
So how long are we actually going at 150 miles per hour?
Actually, on the corridor, we have 18 miles of 150. That's it so far. Maybe we'll build more.
Still, the engineers love their new train set.
It's like going from a 1939 Ford to a 2001 Ferrari. Probably the nicest train I've ever been on. It's really been a pleasure operating it. It is a pleasure to operate.
And the train conductor cheers on the engineers as the Acela begins to pick up speed.
Almost.
Almost at 150, huh?
Yeah.
What is it now?
145.
You're going to do it.
It's like the little...
I know you can.
I know I can.
Here it is, 150 miles per hour.
Yeah. All right.
But don't blink.
Now, this is the way it's supposed to be. Unfortunately, it doesn't last that long.
Well, now we'll slow down a little bit and you will think you're not even moving.
Is that it?
That was it for now.
That was our peak?
That was a peak.
30 seconds?
Yeah.
Okay, so what's the big deal? In France, the high-speed train TGV has been part of the landscape for more than 20 years, and I've ridden it many times. In comparison, riding the Acela, while certainly as comfortable as the TGV, can sometimes feel like I'm standing still. There's also the cost. Hopping aboard the French TGV costs little more than the conventional train. This Boston to New York run, for example, would cost about $50. And the French railway system offers a wide range of discounts. Amtrak's Don Napik says the difference is the matter of investment. Compared with Americans, the French give their railway system a lot of attention.
The amount of money spent on TGV is probably 500 times what is invested in the entire Amtrak system in a country as small as France. Our capital budget for high-speed rail is probably on the line of something you would find in a much smaller country.
Let's say...
Estonia.
Welcome to New York City. On behalf of our entire crew, thank you for choosing Amtrak, where our promise is satisfaction guaranteed.
The Acela arrives at New York's Penn Station 10 minutes behind schedule. Now, some might call that fashionably late, and come to think of it, the Acela is a stylish train. It's very chic and very costly, and that's fine. But for now, at least, the Acela won't get you anywhere very fast. For Living on Earth, I'm Adeline Sia.
We ask that you watch the step leaving the train.
All aboard!